9:26 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Sheila? Okay. I do have one. Next Monday, we will be observing Memorial Day, so county courthouse and judicial centers will be closed. Our normal commission meeting will be on Tuesday, the 30th. Starting on our agenda today, we have accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 471698 through 471780, warrants 8147, and then warrants 8149 through 8150. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve warrant number 8148.
Second. Have a motion and a second.
Abstain.
All in favor? Motion carries. Next on the agenda is approval of payroll.
Quick question. Do you guys know, was everything turned in from all the offices? Prosecutor's office, everything's been fine there?
Okay. Yes.
Move to approve. I didn't know if we needed to make like a special.
I think you've taken care of all that, so we understand.
It's already, okay. Move to approve payroll.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have previous meeting minutes to approve.
Move to approve regular session minutes for May 15th, 2023.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we will be tabling. We are waiting on a signature for a field dirt agreement. So that will be tabled until that signature is obtained. Next on our agenda is order for recreational marijuana sales tax.
Understanding that the City of Branson and City of Hollister is putting this tax on?
They have had second and final readings. I know City of Hollister has.
I was told that Forsyth was.
And Forsyth as well.
Do you guys have any questions?
I have none.
Move to approve the order of the County Commission of Taney County, Missouri for the adult use marijuana sales tax.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next on our agenda is order for Branson Hollister Library Subdistrict Tax.
Any questions?
I don't have any questions. I didn't know if anybody from the board wanted.
If you'd like us to, we can, but if you don't have any questions, yep. Then.
Do you have any other questions? Do you have any, Ms. Sheila?
I move to approve the order for the Branson Hollister Library Subdistrict Tax Levy.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. There's two forms. We need to vote on the exhibit A1A resolution.
Correct.
I'm trying to find it. There it is. Move to approve the exhibit A-1, a resolution of the Board of Trustees of the Branson Hollister. So this is the resolution that they've sent to us, correct?
Correct.
We approved the resolution that our attorney did, which makes it the Branson Hollister.
It was all part of the order.
It says there's two documents regarding the above referenced. First document is the order of the County Commission. Second, so we need to accept that resolution.
Accept, yes.
Yeah. Move to accept the Exhibit A1 resolution from the Board of Trustees.
Second. Second.
Second. Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have Voting Rights Agreement, number 23-051, Commission, restructuring of the Branson Airport Board. So they are...
It changes the amount of representatives the county puts on the board.
Mm-hmm.
So we gain...
I think it's agreement between the Taney County Transportation Board, the Branson Regional Taney County Development Transportation Board in Taney County, the way they appoint their board members, turning that temporarily over to the commission. That board is who we pay the funds to for the risk.
For the risk mitigation.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is not for the risk mitigation. This is strictly to change, because it has nothing to do with risk mitigation.
That is what the purpose of the board, though, set up.
The purpose of the TDD?
The Taney County Transportation District Board.
The purpose of the TDD was how it was established originally, for a government entity to own the land and the private entity to own and operate the airport.
Yes.
Had nothing to do with risk mitigation or anything else.
That's the only way we can enter into a risk mitigation.
That's the only way that they could have a airport put in, like, that's how it was originally established long before any of us were commissioners. This is so the way the TDD was formed, because it has to be known as a and Nikki, jump in if you know any of the details, but the majority landholder was still Branson Land LLC. It's transitioned over to where Taney County will own more land, so then we get more votes on the board. This has nothing to do with risk mitigation or anything else.
Then the land that Taney County owns is a non-taxable land.
We do have the letter from the attorney there in the second paragraph. Kind of, it spells out.
The purpose of the agreement is to revise how the district directors are nominated and elected in order for the district to qualify for grants from the FAA. So again, it gives the county more more board members.
Until December 31st, 2023.
If the district has not obtained a new grant from the FAA by December 31st of 2023, then it shall terminate this agreement. Yeah.
They have the ability to. Yeah.
They have the ability to,
they have the right.
If they do not obtain the FAA grants.
Any other questions? Move to approve the Voting Rights Agreement, file number 23-051-CM.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we had the Memorandum of Understanding, number 23-067-S for Sheriff. That will be tabled until next week as well.
Do you want a motion to table?
Or? Yeah, probably would be best if we have a motion to table until
the 30th,
correct?
Move to table the Memorandum of Understanding until May 30th,
2023. Second with question. Is it for sure on for May 30th?
We're putting it on May 30th by tabling it to May 30th.
Correct. We will have discussion with Sheriff since he was not able to attend. That way we can have full understanding, and then we'll put it on for vote okay. For the 30th.
Okay. Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving down, we have bid recommendation for guardrail, RFB number 2304-528. front of us, we have Ms. Nikki Lawrence and Devin Huff. Ms. Nikki is with Legal and Purchasing. Devin Huff is our Road and Bridge Administrator.
Good morning.
We are here in reference to RFP 202304-528, guardrail. We received one bidder. Attached to your document there's a table of the amounts that they have issued. I'd like to add that into the record. The last time that we went out for a solicitation was in 2020, and there's approximately 25 to 30% increase from then.
Did Highway Safety Solutions have the bid before?
Yes.
Did they raise the prices on us during that time?
There was one time there was like three items.
So they, other than that, they honored their original bid?
Correct.
That's rare.
Lately, yes.
But this is your, you must have guardrails.
And this is your was the only bidder that submitted.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
My point was, is other companies, as they've been very good to work with, is what it sounds like. Okay. You guys have any questions? Did you say you wanted this entered into the record, the pricing sheet?
Yes, please.
Move to enter into the record in a award bid number 202304-528 to Highway Safety Solutions of Springfield, Missouri.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is agreement for tandem dump truck one or more, number 23-064, Road and Bridge.
You guys have any questions?
Anything you want to say?
Nope. It would be for a Mack dump truck under the nationwide contract. They will be approximately a year from now before we get them.
Okay.
So it will be into next year's budget.
Move to approve the agreement for tandem dump truck between Tri-State Truck Center and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
In the contract, it says one or more.
One or more, correct. Next on the agenda is task order number 6, number 23-065, Road and Bridge. This is a buy-in between Taney County and HDR Engineering.
Any questions?
Anything you need to add, Devin? Anything change?
Move to approve Exhibit A, Task Order Number 6, buy-in between HDR Engineering and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda is the agreement for Hammer, Number 23-066, Road and Bridge. Elaborate on that, Devin, so it's just not Hammer.
This would be breaking hammers for our 308 mini excavators. They would be under the nationwide contract, and it would be for four of them. And they do have them in stock, believe it or not.
Were you wanting the extended warranty?
I didn't.
It's option for an extended warranty for 36 months for parts and labor for $340.
Yes.
That sounds kind of...
It sounds reasonable.
I'd say it sounds pretty cheap. So I think it's already in there. Did Nikki leave?
She did.
Make sure she knows that it's in the agreement that the purchase price shall be $49,304, but not to exceed the $50,000, and that includes the warranties if you wanted to get that. Move. Do you have any other questions?
Did you see on the agreement where it says for four? Is it on the agreement where it says for four? I probably just missed that. Please purchase equipment. Does it have four?
I think it's including the total purchase price.
Sales order that I signed.